Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are. Here we go.
Y'all know we keep it funky here on Brown Sugar Radio. I got to say what's happening to the East Coast tonight because I have my son on the line, Turtle. Turtle, what's going on, man? Turtle, you got to say what's happening. And then I got Kiki Pop. Kiki Pop, you there?
Oh, hi.
All right, and then we got PB, my co-host. What's going
what's
on,
up?
Man?
What's up?
All right, so tonight we are going to have, like I say, we got special co-hosts tonight, and my children are helping us co-host the first few minutes of the show. They are in Florida visiting with their family and their dad's side of the family, and so I told them, I said, you know what, you can call in for a few minutes tonight, and just talk about what's on your mind, what's on your mind. So we're going to do how we do on Brown Sugar Radio. I got to give a big up to all the listeners in the chat room, all the loyal listeners, the archive listeners. Thank you so much for making Brown Sugar Radio do what it do. And so without any more that we have to do right now, because I just got to get down to the nitty-gritty, tonight we're doing a brief show, brief segment, and I want to go ahead and let my kids talk about what's on their mind. And then PB and I, we're going to get into a little bit of celebrity gossip, get into the juicy juice. Y'all know how we do. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with Kiki Pop first. Kiki Pop, I want you to tell us, how was your day today?
It was good, and we have some cake, too.
Cake? What kind of cake y'all have?
Let's see.
Was it chocolate cake, vanilla, red velvet? What was it?
It was chocolate.
Was it lemon cake? Lemon drop cake?
No, it was just lemon. It was just some chocolate, vanilla, and cinnamon, and egg. What was it called? Yeah, eggnog.
Cake. Wow. Oh, okay. Y'all eat good down there in Florida in the dirty South. Okay. What else you do today, Kiki Pop?
We went to church. That was yesterday. We went to a church and we have cake, ice cream, and salad, and chicken. And brownies.
And ice cream.
Wow, look at that. Y'all doing it big down there in Florida, huh? What else?
Yes,
sir.
It's all right.
To the beach there.
Wait, what's TV doing?
TV, they want to know what you do.
TV is chilling, y'all. TV chilling and upset because y'all didn't give me none of that cake y'all had. Now, y'all know I love cake and y'all just skip me like that.
Y'all got the
Waterburger
lot
too. They have that here too.
Yeah, they got Waterburger. That's my spot. I'm upset. Y'all got my favorite hamburger joint. I can't even give me a daggone Waterburger.
Man, you know, burger. Sorry, is out of order.
Yep, it's just out of line.
It's not been very cold out here lately. It's supposed to, but it doesn't.
And Whataburger, they have a lot of mustard.
Yeah. parents used to call it water mustard.
It's what? Funny.
Because he's saying these burgers have too much mustard on them.
Yeah, they be drowning it in mustard, huh? So all y'all down there in Florida, if you get you a water burger, make sure they don't overdose on mustard, okay? So, Curtis, tell us about your day. What you been doing today?
Who? Curtis. Oh, my day's been good. Let's see. Yeah, I did pretty much the same thing as Key did. We went to the beach. Yeah, there's so much stuff we went to. It's hard to tell. Okay. Yeah, we went to church. And
the beach. Now tell us about the beach. I mean, did you get in the water and swim? Did you see any
sharks
or whatever?
No.
No sharks?
It's safe, yeah.
No jaws up in there, huh?
Nope. My dad wanted me to put a digital shark under, like I saw one, because I was in the water, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
that would be neat,
huh? But that might not work.
Yeah.
It would be kind of cool though if I saw one like that.
Yeah, that would have been neat, huh? Have a little shark swimming around off in there, but then, you know, somebody might have thought it was real and got to hollering and screaming, and they would have had to close down the joint. Then y'all would have been upset.
Yeah.
So, Florida, okay, well, I'm glad y'all having a good time. And I'm glad that y'all are making the most of it and enjoying your family out there in the dirty.
And oh, yeah, so, I went go-kart riding, too.
Go-kart riding. Oh, wow. Did you wreck anything?
No. My older brother thought that I, this was his song.
Oh, for real? Oh, wow. Okay. Well, listeners in the chat room, certainly y'all are hearing it from Brown Sugar's kids. And we are chopping it up, Brown Sugar style. We letting y'all know how we get down. And the kids are having a great time on summer vacation and certainly enjoying their family. And so they're giving us a live report of how their day went. And so we're going to go ahead and let them go. But before you guys go, did you have any last words that you wanted to mention before we let y'all exit the show tonight? No last words? Final thoughts?
I think they left.
Nothing.
They said exit.
Nothing? It's a wrap? All right. Well, thank you for sharing with us how much fun y'all having and all that good eating y'all doing out there. And we're going to go ahead and let y'all roll on out Brown Sugar style. All right? So, Kiki Pop. You there?
Hello. Hi.
Okay. Good night, sweetie. Thanks for joining us tonight and telling us about that good old cake you ate. All right. And Turtle, we appreciate you letting us know about the beach and the fake sharks out there. All right, y'all. Have a good night.
Okay, you too.
All right. All right, PB, so we're getting ready to do our thing here and talk about a little bit of celebrity gossip. But before we get into all that, tell me how your day been. What's been going on with you, man?
Oh, my day basically has been very busy, you know. PB
right,
the
right.
on the move, you know. For those of you who don't know, PB is the CEO of PB Creations Graphic and Web Design. So
right,
all of you
right.
people out there that need graphics, y'all get at me. But I met with one or two clients that are real estaters, and, you know, they were interested in building, getting some websites done. So, you know, I had to go sit through some long meetings and get myself prepared up on the terminology. And I'm, you know, and see, that's what I enjoy about doing web design, because people think it just involves coding, but it actually involves learning, because, you know, in order for you to do this, well, I'm not going to say in order for you, I'm going to say in order for me to do a site, I like to get myself familiar with what I'm doing, and I like to know about the information. So I went in and learned a little information about real estate, you know. So, you know, hey, PB, finna help some of y'all that's over there foreclosuring and all that. Y'all get at me, you know. I know a little information. I might can help you. Y'all holler at me.
Okay.
I got you.
Holler at the boy. Let him go. can help y'all make that house look good on the internet.
I'm going to be selling houses in 08.
I ain't mad at you. I ain't even mad at you. Okay? Shoot. You got to be able to be a jack of all trades nowadays, boy. I'm telling you.
You got to.
Goodness. I mean, as bad as the economy is, you feel me? You have got to truly.
Only way
make
you're
sure
going to get around.
You got, huh? You got to be able to know how to do a little bit of everything. You got to be well balanced, well rounded. Because if one thing don't work out, you got to have plan B to work on. Work out on. If plan B don't work out, you got to have plan C. So, man,
sometimes
oh, man.
You have
to skip gonna,
plan A.
You know?
Or to B and C.
But through it all, I want to encourage all my listeners out there. Let y'all know that certainly quitting is not an option, all right? Quit is never win, all right?
Please,
and winners never lose. So keep your head up no matter how rough life may get at times. Always know that you can do anything you put your mind to. You know, I'm like this. People that talk, you know, smack about you or try to put you down or say things you ain't never going to amount to nothing, just always know in your mind, haters are motivators, and that's real. So that's your ammunition. That's your fuel to pump you up and to say, you know what? I can do this. I can do this. That's right. Go ahead. Hate on. What Kanye West say? He was like, shoot, go ahead and hate all you want to. That's going to give me more verses to write about and more rhymes to make, you know, and I love it because he'll tell you in a minute. He probably is one of the most hated rappers that's
you know,
out there. But he don't
him
care.
And
he
along with T.I. T.I. have a favorite. T.I. have a very motivational song, and it's called Motivation. So all
For
of y'all
real.
That don't know it, y'all need to listen to it. Motivation.
Okay.
All your hating is fuel to my fire. Motivation.
That's it. Okay. Make
it motivated
too. You know? Hot tech. But yes, so nevertheless, like I said, we're going to go ahead, y'all, now and get into a little celebrity gossip.
You're going to make me start preaching. You're going to make me
okay.
say like a preacher man. Say motivated about
now.
Jesus.
You got to lay hands on these people. But it is what it is. Like I said, y'all just make it do what it do. And certainly, you cannot be a failure if you don't quit. All right? So keep pushing on. But we're going to get into the celebrity gossip this next half of the segment and talk a little bit about, you know, what's going on and all that good stuff. But before we do...
Well, I'm out of tat. I need to be put in tat. Brown Sugar Radio needs to get me back in tat.
Okay.
It's been a couple of days.
Oh, he done missed a couple of days. Now he out of whack, out of line, out of sync.
I don't know what's going on with what.
Together, man. All right, y'all. Well, look, this is what we're going to do. Let's take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back with the celebrity gossip. Y'all keep it locked on the live show on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's wrong?
Man, my hair is just falling out.
You should try this product my wife found in a hair magazine because she was going through the same thing. Her hair was thinning and breaking, but now it's growing like crazy. It's all thick and healthy, too.
What's the name of it?
It's Nuretress.
Nuretress?
That's right, Nuretress. She's so hooked on it, even I can tell you where to get it from. Call 1-888-489-0179. Pick it up at your local beauty supply store or order online at Nuretress.com.
I can't wait to go to the store. Hand me the phone. I'm about to call and place my order right now. What's the number again?
1-888-489-0179. That's 1-888-489-0179. Or remember, you can just go online to Nuretress.com. That's Nuretress.com.
Hey, thanks for the info.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.
Yo, what's up? It's your girl, Miss Cherry, checking in with Brown Sugar Radio. Y'all know what it is. Tune in.
Yo, this is Yin Yang Twins, and you know we're putting it down with Brown Sugar on Brown Sugar Radio, like, drop that motherfucker.
Yeah, we are back. We are what, PB?
Back.
Oh, wow. All right, y'all. All right, we're going to quit playing. We're going to get into the celebrity juice these last 15 minutes of the show. I'm going to go ahead and kick it off, and then I know my boy P.W. got my back. Want to talk about Britney Spears a hot second. You know Britney has had a rough year, going through a lot with her kids and in drug rehab and whatnot. But I was truly shocked when I found out that she gave sole custody up to her children to K-Fed. What's really going on? I mean, is this a publicity stunt? Why? Why would you do that, you know? I can't understand that one. Anyway, so I guess she's trying to get herself together now, working on a new album, trying to reshape, remold her career and all that. And hey, certainly all we can do, we ain't here to judge Britney. We're going to pray for her. And that's the best we can do. Pray for her and hope that certainly her life turns around for the best. Moving on to other news, Solange and Mario. This has been an insider report. They are allegedly a couple now. They're trying to keep it on the DL and all that good stuff, you know. Don't want nobody to know that they dating and whatnot, but hey, if they are, they are, too. But it'll be quite interesting to see if it lasts. Also, too, moving on to Kim Kardashian. And if you know, she has a hit reality TV show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Well, it's been rumored that she was cheating on her boyfriend, Reggie. She denies the rumors that she loves her boyfriend dearly. She'd never do such a thing. However, it's also been rumored that her boyfriend, Reggie, told her she need to lose a few pounds. How much she get a little too thick. Now, last I heard, I thought brothers like women with curves. You know, a few little inches here and there. I don't know. I think she looks good to me. But it is what it is. LL Cool J's son, now, I don't know if this is true or not. That's my man right there. LL with his fine self. I cannot believe they are saying that his son went off on the deep end. Supposedly, he's supposed to, this is all alleged now. Y'all know how Brown should tell y'all. This is what we have received in the reports that were brought to us. We don't know if it's confirmed, but they were stating that he's a teenager and he's been using drugs and alcohol, so we certainly want to pray for his family if that is the case. Usher's wife, Tamika, wants to be a reality star. It's been reported that she wants to have her own hit reality show, such as, you know, Snoop Dogg had his show and then Run's House. They had their show and just all kind of stuff has been going on. And I mean, I don't know. Would you be into that, PB, looking at Usher in a reality show?
I don't think I would watch it because I'm not an Usher fan, but I think it would have high ratings because, you know what? There's a lot of females that still into Usher, so, you know, I can't hate on Usher. You know, he do his thing. He do what it do.
Yeah. Well, shoot. I don't know. It probably would just to get, like, the inside scoop, especially since he fired his mama and everything, you know, but his woman that he's with now. Actually, didn't he hire her back?
Yes.
He did hire her back. Okay, that's what I thought. I wasn't for sure. But, you know, him and his mama had it out over this woman, and more I tell you. Guess they back together and all that now. But anyway, we're going to wait and see how that goes. Omarion cut his braids off. I seen a picture of him. I said, wow, he looks so different to me. He looked younger. The braids made him look a little bit older. He cut all that pretty hair off, y'all. Let me know what y'all think. Is it hot or not? Google him. Omarion. Haircut. I done renamed him and everything. Mariah Carey dispels rumors that her and her husband, Nick Cannon, are having marriage problems. She says they are happy. She says she's getting ready to go on tour in November. And she said that she wants to start a family. So congratulations to Mariah and Nick. Certainly, I wish them the best. You know, at first, I got to be honest, I thought it was a little awkward. They didn't look right together. You know, it just didn't seem like it was a match. But hey, I have never seen Mariah Carey as happy as she is today. I've never seen her smile as much as she does now. So hey, if she like it, I love it, right? It's all good. Also to Tammy and Tom, Pamela Anderson, let me back it up, and her baby father, Tommy, it was alleged that they were getting back together, okay? Well, she said that as much as she would like to, the couple is actually better as friends. They have 2 children together, Brandon, who is 12 years old, and Dylan, who's 10 years old. And she said, you know, they are better off as best friends. They get along great for their kids. And I think that's important. You know, when you have kids, it's really important to make sure you maintain that friendship, if nothing else, because it makes it easier for the children. Ooh, and also I was really excited about this, that Barack Obama is recognized on the cover of Ebony magazine, y'all, for the coolest black man. Yes, on stands now. Y'all better grab a copy because Obama is history in the making. Never thought a day in my life I'd be blessed to see a black presidential candidate, let alone a president, y'all. Come on, y'all know we always are promoting. Ain't that right, PB? Vote.
That's right.
If you're 18, vote.
Obama.
All right. But anyway, real quick, I'm going to let PB do his thing on his celebrity gossip. What's up, Rocco? I see you there in the chat room. Guest 2167, 2231, guest 2145. Y'all know I always give you a shout out. I'm just trying to squeeze in all this celebrity gossip real quick. What's going on, Jax? I see you in the chat room there. But anyway, they were stating it's his swagger, it's his creativity, and his mindset what makes him the coolest black man. So that's what's up. I got to cover this really quick. It's been rumored that It's been rumored that Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt had their twin BO in vitro. In vitro fertilization. And you know that stuff is expensive. It's like $12,000 a pop. So, I don't know. We're going to certainly see. I mean, they ain't got to tell us that. That's their business. But, hey, I just thought it was interesting. Like, you know, I kind of felt like maybe she did want to do it. Maybe she didn't. Who knows? Anyway, PB, go ahead and hit us up. What you got for us, man?
Okay, I got to talk about this real quick because this has been very controversial to me. Omarosa. Everybody know Omarosa from, what was the show she was on? I mean, it don't really matter. Don't worry about it. She was on Wendy Williams. You know, for those of you who don't know, Wendy Williams has landed her own television show. So she's doing the reality, but not reality, she's doing the talk show thing. Let me get that right. And so
no,
Omarosa, yes, Wendy Williams is doing talk shows.
Hello.
And so Omarosa was on her show, and so she was there to promote her new book. I forgot the name of it, but it's something. It don't matter. She's a nobody.
Yes.
And so it was just really, no, because I'm saying this because she really made me mad because you don't come on someone else's set. Now, you know what? I don't care what Wendy Williams, I don't care what her record is. Everybody know Wendy Williams, you know, when you come on her radio, you know her as the radio host. But you know what? When she came on, when Omarosa came on the set, Wendy was being very nice, very respectful to her in the beginning. Then the next thing you know, Omarosa just got out of line. You know, she was commenting on calling Wendy fake and was talking about she's putting on a good front for the TV show. And she was talking about how she had people on her show, and then after she leave the show, she go on her radio show and talk about them. She also tried to insult Wendy and ask Wendy if she had a nose job.
Oh, no.
And so, you know, it was just horrible that she did that. That was very, and you know what? The sad part about it was Wendy wasn't even out of, now, you know what? I'm the first to tell you when somebody out of line, but Wendy wasn't even out of line. You know, she was being very professional. She tried to even grab Omarosa's book, hold it up to the camera, and show the people the book. Omarosa snatched the book from her. And so, you know, it was just a hot-ass mess on
that
live television.
That is a hot mess. She should have got smacked.
You know, I believe Wendy wanted to clown, but Wendy knows it's TV, so, you know, she kind of held back. She kind of bit her tongue. But in other news,
she normally clown any other time. She knows
I
show up, Fanny.
I think if it was radio,
I think she would have clowned, but, you know, with her just getting her TV show, you know, I don't think she wanted to hurt herself with that, so I don't blame her for not. But also, other news, it's been rumored that Chris Brown is to, supposed to be getting his own reality TV show about dance competitions and stuff like that. So y'all should be looking for that sometime. They are shopping. They are actually trying to shop the show right now to find out what network will pick it up. So y'all can expect that. You know, I'm kind of me myself personally. I'm kind of sick of the whole dance shows and all that, but whatever, to each his own. With also other news, I don't know how true this is, but I'm sure Brown Sugar would be excited about this, and a lot of you Destiny Child fans. It is rumored that Destiny Child is supposed to be reuniting sometime in the next 12 months. They are supposed to be coming back together. I don't know if they're going to come back together for just another project and then separate again, or are they going to come back fully together. But Kelly Rowland was quoted saying that her and the girls never split up. They always remain close, but they just separated to do their own projects, you know, creative differences.
Wow.
Okay, now. Yeah, that's what I said. Okay, and some other news real quick. This is kind of old, but some of y'all probably don't know this. For those of you who that are in the South, y'all know the rapper Lil Scrappy. Lil Scrappy was in an altercation where he had been stabbed, you know. He was in stable condition, and then he was also in the police custody. Y'all work with me. I'm going to get this right tonight. And so he is, well, he's probably out now, but at the time, this was on the 21st, I think. He was currently held in jail on bond for $1,500. His charges include felony of a firearm and knife possession. Felony of marijuana possession, a misdemeanor battery, and a misdemeanor obstruction of officers. He was booked around 12:51 that morning. Now, 12:51 a.m., you need to have your ass in the bed. Now, that's going to make no sense somewhere. You got riding around with a gun, knife, weed, and all that. Come on now. Come on now. You really running out. You asked for that. But one more story real quick that I got here. That I want to give y'all is that 50 Cent, he currently has a lawsuit against the fast food chain Taco Bell. Because y'all know that Taco Bell was, he had a deal with Taco Bell where he was supposed to change his name to 79 Cent or 89 Cent or 99 Cent to promote the tacos. But Taco Bell supposedly traded on the name of the world's biggest hip-hop star to draw attention to its hip-hop-based advertising campaign, and thereby generated massive publicity for its business, the suit say.
I heard about that 50 Cent and Taco Bell beef.
Yeah,
he's throwing Taco Bell. Yeah, yeah.
So 50 trying to get his money right. 50 saying nobody can get over on him.
Then I heard he was talking about maybe changing his name. People were saying that he'd be a sellout if he did, you know. He changed his name up.
Okay, now one more quick story, and this is going to be my last story for tonight because we're almost out of time.
Right.
I know Sugar probably has something else for you all, but the last story is, first of all, foremost, I want to send my condolences from Brown Sugar Radio, from me, because DJ K-Swift recently passed. She was 28 years old, and she was a female DJ in the B-Town. She was from Baltimore, Maryland.
I heard about that.
Yeah, she was started DJing at the age of 11. And also, what really happened was, now I don't know the full story to it, but I'm going to give y'all what I just got from the story. They were saying that she had had a pool party, and they said that she was drinking. She was doing some drinking, and then she got in the pool, and the next thing you know, like, they were still having a pool party, and they was like, she got in the pool, you know, I don't know if she was drunk, I don't know if she slipped and fell in the pool, I don't know what happened, but somehow she got in the pool, and after she got in the pool, she didn't resurface, you know, like she dived, she supposedly dived into the pool, but after she dived into the pool, you know, she didn't resurface from the bottom of the pool. So when these people tell y'all not to eat, you know, after you eat, don't get in the pool and stuff, y'all need to start taking precautions to these things that they are telling you, because you can catch cramp. And all different type of things can happen.
Was
so,
she drinking? So it wasn't that she was drinking.
You know, I don't know if that's it, but like I'm saying, it could have been that she was drinking, but you know, just because you was drinking, you know, you just don't drown. I don't know if she couldn't swim or what, but something went on with that. So I don't know if she got hurt and then fell in the pool. I don't know if she jumped in the pool and hit the bottom of the pool. You know, it's a lot of things that could be happening. I mean, nothing been released, you know, saying what was the cause of death yet, but it's sad because she was only 28 years old.
Heck,
and, you know, she's gone already.
Dang, that's sad. Young. Died real young. Too young.
It is.
Wow. Well, certainly we want to send our prayers with her family. And like I said, you know, that is something that is very sad. And she's in a better place now, but I know she'll definitely be missed here on Earth. There's not very many female MCs or DJs that you really see in the entertainment industry. So I know she was holding it down to have made such an impact in the hip-hop culture. Well, we certainly going to go ahead and call it a wrap for tonight. I just got to say that I do appreciate each and every one of you for coming through. And we have been taking somewhat of a break. Next week, I'm going to be taking a break. And PB, my co-host, will be holding it down. Y'all show up now. Show up. Don't do my boy dirty, okay? But he's going to be holding it down because I'm going to take a break and enjoy my children that are returning from Florida. So then we'll be back in action in August. And actually, August is our anniversary month. It'll be 1 year that Brown Sugar Radio has actually been in effect. And PB didn't actually join me until later that year. I think it was November when we first interviewed Wolf and Midget Mac. Remember that, PB? But I created the station in August.
Aww.
And PB joined me in November, and we've been going full steam ahead ever since. And like I said, I appreciate the loyal listeners that come back frequently to check in to see how we're doing. We are going to have some more fantastic guests. We've just been taking somewhat of a break, but don't worry, we ain't forgot. This is the live show on Blog Talk Radio. So y'all have a good night and be blessed.
Bye, y'all.